The Seder. So we're holding here, I think, on Amud Kuf Lamed Gimel.
Yes.
Yeah. V'tchoshev kan shloshim in Ipsamim. Meshama lekamon. Aleph, kfarim im neradim. Beis, nerd v'charkom kvekona kinomen. Gimel, mkol rosh Ipsamim. Shloish Hashem ashroshim. So in the world of Psamim, these three are shroshim, and he's going to transfer it to So he says like this. He stole to the two halakim of the three halakim in Neshama. Now, we'll see in a second. And Neshama min Hashemayim, Ruach min Avir, Ve'ikru ba'adam, Ve'ika adam, Ve'nefesh hibaretz kanal. So this is the haluka of Naran, and it's a very important haluka. Let's explain a little bit what it means that the nefesh is in the guf, and the ruach is in the adam, and part of it is the Shemayim, and then the Neshama Shemayim. When we talk about a person's chelik of a person's Neshama, we're talking about his sense of self and being. L'mashal, let's take an example. A person walks into Beis Medrash, and the people are starting learning. There's very intense davening going on, or whatever. So a person can have two hargashas. A person can feel, I'm home. This is me. It's like this is where I am and who I am. A person can look at it with tremendous admiration and wow, but it's not me. It's something that is beyond me. It's something I aspire to. I look at it, lemaila. Those are two hargashas that are very distinct, and they define where your nekuda of self is. Nefesh is a koyach of chiyus that lies within the guf. If that's where the center of my personality is, then the pshat is that world is the world that's me. The kiddush, the kugel, the this, the that. I believe in much more than that, and I subscribe to it, and so on and so forth. It's not where I am. I have in myself a chelko kaimimal. Of course, I'm chelko kaimimal, and that's why I look with tremendous haracha on things that are very, very ruchnistic and admiration, b'chulu. But that's not where I feel at home. A second person walks into that same room with the kiddushim, with whatever it is, and he feels, it's there, it exists, but he doesn't feel it's him, and his him is somewhere else. So a person has himself three nekudas, nefesh, ruach, neshama. Broadly speaking, the nefesh is the part of the chiyus in a person that is in this world. Neshama is the part of his person that's in another world. And that's why it says, after Chet of Aramishin, Neshama ascended, and it's on top of us. It's never us. Ruach is the struggle between the two. Ruach is something which has motion, movement, and it keeps going back and forth. The Koyach in Adam, where he's torn between two worlds, is the Koyach of Ruach. And that's why we tend most and foremost to identify with that. It is what Adam is today at best, the Ruach. Neshama is a diver that sits on top of us, but never it's not us the way it was before. With the Chet, we lost it. So the Ikur ba'Adam hu Ikur Adam. The Ikur of Ruach is in Adam, and it is the Ikur of Adam. Let's explain a minute why it is like that, that the Ikka is an Adam. Koyach HaBechira, the minute I say it is, Koyach HaBechira means 50-50. Perapira means it could be, by definition, that no longer is a real ruchnistic entity. You know, it says like Oyev Hashem Sinura. In ruchnius, there is not the other side also. So any type of mahalach that is maybe something else also is going to be something which is not going to belong to the world of ruchnius. And by definition, so it has a shayrish ruchnius, it has a very, very strong drive to keep pushing a person to ruchnius, but I can't define it as ruchnius per se. That's the point that he's making over here. It's not defined as ruchnius per se. You find the Shechina spoken through different places. So we have a music of Minas Shemayim. And like all things that are negiah to Rebbein Shalom, it's negiah to us really more than Rebbein Shalom. It's not where Kodesh Baruch Hu was, it's obviously is nonsense. Where is our perception of Kodesh Baruch Hu? There's sometimes a perception of Kodesh Baruch Hu Minas Shemayim Dibarti Machem. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the voice up there, beyond us, you know, the voice. There is a perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being within a specific Makom Kaddish, but he's not in the world around. And finally, we have one of being Elokei Oretz, where he is part and parcel of the Metzius that surrounds us. Those are the different possible mahalchim, and they correspond to this. V'zeu ad shamelech b'mesiboy neged haneshama. Misham nir nasarecha, shevzorech sev doidi, shevzorech shchina v'odem v'aretz. So the ma'isa, the shyness of kinuyim, and the description of how we relate it to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is all in yanim of the same thing. It's reflecting the stronger that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more that Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us, amongst us. Okay, Pasuk Tesvav. Hinoch yofer ayosi, hinoch yofach einayich yoinim. So we say, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, Klal Yisrael is beautiful, and what he especially likes is their eyes, that they are like the eyes of a yonah. Hinoch yofer ayosi, hinoch yofach piyush, ki omra shcherani v'nova, so he says, you're right that you are the Yofi that you said, but I think you also are Yofa. So he says that the Eina Yonim are equal. I don't know. I really look birds into the eyes. I have no idea what this is. But the Yoifi of Yoina has some shaykhs with the fact that it is the eyes are equivalent. Kachata ushte naim elu im kinuim leyira vechachma shechachma b'leyira v'zuya. So the kinuim. What are these two eyes by us that are equivalent? That's Chachma and Yira. The Yira b'lei, so Chachma b'lei Yira b'zuya. It's b'zuya. Yira b'lei Chachma hi aniya. And Yira without Chachma is aniya. So, let's see the end of the sentence and we'll talk about it a little bit. V'tzarech li'a shneim shavim. They both have to be equal to Chachma and Yira, like it says in my Chachma Yira, Yira Chachma. So Chachma Yir being Shavu, that's something that Chazal preach a lot about, but the Goyin gives very, very specific understanding of one without the other, and also the fact that he says, Lo Yani Golem Chav, Golem Mimeni. the Akadosh Baruch was Kaviyochel. Chazal say to Umasi, it's my twin, we're both equal. So the question here really is, what shaykhus does that have with the year and the chachma? The year and the chachma are wonderful things. What are we talking about? What shaykhus have to talk about Shparuch and us? So let's understand a little bit the music of year and chachma. Bechlal, let's try and understand the shidduch between year and chachma. It to us, it seems like just a nice thing, two nice midas, person being a Shemayim, a person being a Chacham, one without the other. Okay, it's not as if there's anything organically tied together. Just these are two important things that some people neglect their Chacham, some neglect their Yira. Here it seems these are like, it's a pair of eyes, which is a very, very, you know, it's Mikshachas. So how do we understand this over here? So the Pshat's like this. A person looks around at the world. That's his koyach. That's his koyach over the world, is seeing it. Seeing it has two effects on a person. One effect is su'umar menechem u'umi bar'eila. The person looks around and says, where does it come from? The whole world is a gilui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm basically being toifis, the shirish of the Metzias, through my histaklus and my iyun, my ria. Two, I'm able to understand and betzim become a shoilet on everything. The more I see, the more I understand, the more I am able to be meshabit, emotional source. So in the koyach of re'iyah, a person has the koyach of hisbatlus and the koyach of hishtaltus. A little bit similar to what Rambam says about Ava Nira. Ava is you spend the chachma, you overwhelm a tremendous desire to be part of chachma. Then the Yira is you're overwhelmed by it and you say, who am I, and so on. But in chachma itself, now, so Chachma and Yira are really coming from the same place. One is Me'ayim Basa, it's the Sheirish of Chachma, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. So that's when I look at the Reishis. And then when it comes to the Hemshech of it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me, and I can Mishtal it and so on. Let's go through the different things that the Gaon says. The chachma without you is bizuya. It's bizuya means that it has no real value. It's not coming from anywhere. It has no sheirish. It has no father. It reduces chachma to, it's just like, I don't want to use the word mamza, because he has no father and mother. He's a bazui. A chachma that has no father is bzuya. It doesn't have any real erech to it. It's not coming from anything. On the other hand, if I'm teifis, the year of a chachma, it's aniya. So, l'mashal, let's take over the mashal to the case is given. If a person steps outside into the street and he sees the world and all the problems of it, and he's menatik from the Rebbeinu Shalom, so that's chachma without yira, and that's very bad, fear, and so on. If a person just walks outside, doesn't look at anything, just says, it's all the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's wonderful, but it has no havana and tfisa how and what this is, then there's also, that's what he calls aniya. I haven't expressed it in all the different ifanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to express it. As Shira says, you have many different ifanim of expressing something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with an extraordinary ashiris. And ashiris and aniyas of the das, so a person who doesn't have much understanding is an ani v'das. This is true with the Teva realm. it is doubly and triply true with Torah. So a person says, you know, I have a emunah tmima, this is what it says in Torah, so I keep. No machshava, no understanding, no hamak in it, then it's a very impoverished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this world to be, he wanted the world that he created to be expressed in a million different gvanim, a million different colors. And it's not like that. So the person is stunting it, is impoverishing it. So,
Bitzog the Ashtem Shavim. Would we say that's one of the Ifanim?
What?
Would we say that that's one of the Ifanim to have people who are, I guess, what we call Aniya, that it's only the Rosh Hashanah and they refuse to look outside? Meaning, we have so many different sects of Yidden that, you know, no one's going to say that this one's right, you know, Liquid's right and Brisk is wrong, or,
right,
you know, pick one over the other, because I am Panama Taira, and every sect, so to speak, has its place as long as they're doing something that's, for the most part, Kahigan. Would we say that this Yira without Chachma is one aspect?
It's possible, because in the big picture that people with Chachma and out Yira, so when you have Yira without Chachma, it balances it. You know, even a person who's a Maskeldika type of person, there's a very interesting, there was Halivni, who was big Yilui, went from Chaim Berlin and became the head of JTS. He retired, lives in Yerushalayim, in a Haredi neighborhood, very Haredi neighborhood, and davens with Yerushalmi type people, Hungarians. And someone asked him, my high, and he said, at some point in life, you have to make a decision. You want to stay with the people that you can study with or the people you can daven with. My decision is the people I can daven with. Because people who have that yira and that clear connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people who, so I may think that they don't understand well enough. So it's true, even let's leave alone, even talking about understanding science, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like that. But simply understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Hamak and Torah, Amkus in Lomdes, Amkus in Machshava. In the big sense, you would say there are people that are overly sophisticated, balanced by the people that are not sophisticated enough. So, on a cloud perspective, I would look at it that way. And this is fascinating the way the Goyen explains it, the way Goyen is telling it. So, it says the Kaleisel is called Imasi, just like the one thing about a twin that is a statement about a twin that is 100% emis, is that the twin is the same age as I am. We're not bigger, not smaller. I never get older, never get younger. It also me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that? What does the Tushto mean? Let's think over again the description we said. A person goes out in the world. He has two eyes. One eye sees Ayin Basa, one eye sees what can I do with it, the Redu Kachua. Be'etzim, on a deeper oifen, the first Re'iyah that we're talking about sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because where everything came from, and what's the Sheirish, is Ribbono Shel Olam. The second one is, what can I do over here? It's a status on myself. So there's one eye that's looking at things at the Ribbono Shel Olam, and one eye is looking at myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to imasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not put us in this world just to una. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us in this world to spread out the elikos. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't put ourselves in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So the constant having both pictures in mind is what gives a person that shleimus. Understanding where things came from, and that's the two eyes that are equal. Mm-hmm. There's a Yiddish expression that in Chabad they used to say, "A mensch hat Augen, zwei Augen, weil sie das Sachen, was man darf gucken mit der linken Auge und Sachen mit der rechten Auge." In Yiddish, recht means right, and a rechte Auge also means favorably. Like, ich gucke doch mit der rechten Eig, the word implies. Linka means small. It also means what's the right word for it? Distaste, jaundice eye, maybe is the right translation. So he said, because we're looking at two eyes, because some things you have to look at with the right eye, and some with the left eye. But I'm putting here, it's been difficult. The going means over here, the going saying is that the person's learning Galam Chola to Galam Meni, that's really the most of these factors is, and you know, it's Idiyah and Bechira, and both of them need to come equal to a person. A person needs to have a Muna and be talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu fully, and a sense of tremendous achrayus, and that everything is in a davar talibi.
So how do we see all of this from the Teumim? Lani galim chavlayat galim many.
In other words, so the Goyin is telling to, and the Goyin says that the einayich shavim in this pasuk, the is referring to this chazal is same as many. So in other words, these two perspectives are really reflecting the ani and the ata, la ani v'la ata. That's a reflection of it. They go hand in hand. A person's tfisa of the rebbeinu, but first is tfisa of self in the sense of doing it, first of all, to have to come equal.
So the idea and bechira.
And in a sense, it's the bechira. It's the same thing. It's the ultimate, and the only way. It's very, very interesting. The reason, I mean, the I don't know if the reason why I have two eyes, but the most important aspect of having two eyes is that we see three dimensionally. The greatest factor in visualizing three dimensionally is two eyes. And the reason is because each eye sends the brain a little bit of different picture, and because it's looking from a different angle, and the brain makes sense of that by filling in a third dimension. They used to have these little toy kaleidoscopes. So if you with those wheels, and you keep pressing it, and you see three-dimensional pictures. It works because each one of the kaleidoscope has a different picture to it, and the mind puts it together. That's how 3D movies work. It's basically two separate pictures that the mind makes sense out of it by putting one on top of the other. So we have a problem with Diaz Astira to Bechira. It is. But the answer to it lies in understanding that it's a picture in another dimension. We as people may not understand the other dimension, but it means there's a whole different picture out there. That's in terms of the philosophical issue of the Chachma of the year and so on.
So everything goes back to the Seid HaEber, basically.
Everything goes back to the I think the Bresser once said, there's only one Kasha, and that is Yidim Chir, and everything else comes from that Tumah of that Kasha. So he described it. You know, everything comes back to that Malcolm Pony, I think is the way he described. Yes, so you know, it all comes back to the same issue. And I want to just go back a second also to this is very the Chachma Yerub Zuya, Yerub Chachma Nia. So the pasuk says the Chachma Samiskim Zuya, the Chachma of a miskin means of a poor person is bzuya. So Rabbi Yechon says, what do you mean? Rabbi Akiva was a poor person. Was his chacham bzuya? There's a zaken sheyeshiv u'misakiv v'dvarav. Miskin v'dvarav. Zaken sheyeshiv u'misakiv v'panim v'umakiv v'sik hasher v'lokeh. When a person does not keep what he is preaching. So let's understand just a little bit about this musig of bzuya. Bezuya means something is light, has no gravitas. Kavid is milashin kavid, weighty. Something that's kavid means it has real substance to it. So a person who is a mechubid has substance to himself. is not easy come, easy go, easily swayed, easily derailed, easily this. Person has nichbadus to himself. That's what kavod is. So if the chachma is a metzius, does when I see this halacha, I recognize that it's a must and has to be taken care of. We're talking here not about my pushing myself to do the mitzvah more yisatar yitzara. Talking about the etzem mitzvahs, I do inherit as being a davar chashuv. So-and-so said X, Y, Z. Wow, 1 second, sorry, how can I do it differently? That turns the chachma into something that has gravitas. It's chashuv, it's important, it's weighty, and so on. When I said this so much, I said, big deal. You know, I promise whatever promise to keep my promise, you know. So then it has, the chachma itself becomes a davar minutik. And let's understand, the chachma itself, shivas, is only if it's grounded in real metzias. So if I say my own philosophies, so you may like it, you may not like it, but it's meaningless, the philosophy. It's an idea. It's a figment of my imagination. When I go and I tell you this is what Rebbe Shlomo said, so I'm investing it with authority. I'm investing it with a certain... the nechbados is means gravitas. And Moshe Shapiro used to say that in Aramis, it's interesting, kavod is translated as yakir, and the word yakir, yukudaraisa, like yukudaraisa, yukudaraisa. The word yakar, yakir in Russian Aramis also means heavy. Moshe speaks in Bar Metzia about the bundles that are yakiri, they don't fall over, they get kicked around. That's one. Kavod is it's kavod. Bizoya, Nikola comes to the word kal. This person is a Nikola. He's a lightweight. There's nothing to him, no substance to him. In Aramaic, it's called zil, zila milsa. Zila milsa is like it's buzzy. The word zil in Lashon Aramis means light. So light and heavy are the two designations for kavod and nikla. Okay, we'll hold it here. Next week, Monday, Be'ez Hashem should be okay.
Okay.
If not, we'll work it out.
Have a wonderful week.
You too. Take care.